The illusion of a 12-day war. How strategic silence turned into economic shock, by E.J. Ray. There was no neutrality, only calculation. When the United States and Israel escalated toward direct confrontation with Iran, many of their allied nations chose silence. Not out of ignorance, but out of expectation. The assumption was simple, almost arrogant. This would be swift, controlled, and decisive. A 12-day operation, as framed in political rhetoric, a demonstration of force, not a systemic disruption. That assumption shaped behavior. No strong opposition, no preventative diplomacy, no meaningful resistance. Because if the outcome is already decided, why challenge it? But geopolitics does not operate on assumptions. It punishes them. What these countries miscalculated was not Iran's capacity to respond, but its leverage over the global system. The Strait of Hormuz, long treated as a theoretical vulnerability, became an operational choke point. Roughly 20% of global oil flows through that corridor, a structural dependency embedded in the daily functioning of modern economies. Once disrupted, the illusion collapsed instantly. Oil surged above $100 per barrel, with spikes exceeding $110 as supply tightened and uncertainty spread across markets. This was not a localized shock, it was systemic. Up to 12 million barrels per day were effectively removed from circulation, triggering a chain reaction across industries, transport, and national budgets. And suddenly, the same nations that had nothing to say found their economies exposed. Europe provides the clearest example of this contradiction. Despite minimal direct imports from Iran, its economies are deeply embedded in global energy pricing. Oil and gas are not regional commodities, they are globally priced assets. A disruption in the Gulf immediately translates into inflation, regardless of supply origin. The consequences were immediate and measurable. European gas prices surged by up to 60% within days of the escalation. Industrial energy costs soared, threatening closures in sectors like steel and chemicals. Fuel costs for consumers increased, adding direct pressure on households and mobility. This is where the critique sharpens into exposure. These same nations, comfortable in silence when conflict seemed contained, are now confronted with the reality that their economic model is inseparable from global stability. Consumer societies are not resilient systems, they are precision systems. They require oil to arrive on time, at predictable prices, under secure routes. Disrupt that flow, and the entire structure begins to fracture. Air travel, one of the first sectors to react, is already under pressure. Rising fuel costs are forcing airlines to increase fares, cancel routes, and extend flight paths due to restricted airspace. Tourism declines, logistics slow, inflation spreads. And beyond energy, a second layer emerges, policy response. European governments, already under fiscal strain, are now considering or implementing additional taxation measures to stabilize budgets and manage inflationary pressure. This compounds the shock. What began as a distant military escalation now translates into higher costs of living, reduced economic output, and increased political tension at home. This is the true cost of strategic silence. It was never neutrality. It was a bet. A bet that the conflict would be short, a bet that the system would absorb the shock, a bet that the consequences would remain external. That bet has failed, because in a globalized economy, there is no external anymore. The Strait of Hormuz did not just block oil, it exposed the illusion that power can be exercised without consequence, and that silence can shield a nation from the fallout of decisions it chose not to question. What is unfolding is not just an energy crisis, it is the collapse of a narrative.